A great sign appeared in the heavens, a woman clothed with the sun and with the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Every year, Holy Mother Church brings to us the mysteries of our faith. We may say that these mysteries are God's way of sharing with us the secrets of heaven. They are a foretaste of heaven, for they give us a hint of what we will spend eternity contemplating in heaven. Some of these concern the very life of the Godhead, such as the Trinity. Other pertains to the relationship of the Trinity to us, such as the mystery of the Incarnation. To be sure, these mysteries can never be understood this side of heaven, but it often appears that some of them are more mysterious than others. For example, we appreciate in some way the mercy of God in becoming man to save us from our sins. But who can ever make any meaning out of the mystery of the Trinity? Eternity is too short to understand these mysteries. There is, however, one group of mysteries which falls, in a manner of speaking, in the middle. That is between the Trinity and the Incarnation. These are the mysteries that concern the role of Mary in the salvation of souls. On the one hand, Mary is a human being like the rest of us. And yet, on the other hand, it would seem that God could not do without her in the salvation of the human race. Of course, she was not necessary absolutely to God for our salvation, because nothing is necessary for our salvation for God. But did we ever hear of God giving his grace to us by any channel other than these mediatrix of our graces? We do not understand this dependence of God on Mary, but we know that she, before anyone else, was called upon to fill up what is lacking to the passion of Christ, as St. Paul tells us. We see her partake so intimately in the life of the Trinity by her role as the Mother of God. We do not comprehend it, but we rejoice at such a great privilege. It is like seeing a mother honored above all mothers. The Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, therefore, which we celebrate, is in a special way a feast of our joy, triumph, and hope. We rejoice that sitting very close to the Godhead himself is the woman to whom God have committed our care. Mary's Assumption is also our triumph, for we are encouraged in our battle against our adversary, the devil. Seeing her so victorious against the devil, we recall and are strengthened by our Lord's words, "Take courage, I have overcome the world." Mary's Assumption is also our hope, because we cannot hope for a better mediatrix with the mediator, Jesus Christ. We do not fear to ask our Lord for his grace, because we know he cannot refuse his mother anything. The Assumption also teaches us that the lover never separates himself from the beloved. That union with God, which has always been hers, was now completed by a triple bond, so that the power which of the Father was communicated to Mary, the daughter, and the wisdom of the Son given to the mother, and also the sanctifying gifts of the Holy Ghost are also the gifts of Mary, the spouse, because the bridegroom and the bride are one. For although to Christ alone belonged the privilege of seeing the Father even while on earth, still Mary never for once lost sight of her Son and Savior. Her love for her Son was stronger than death. Her love for her Son could only be satisfied by her dwelling beside him. We see these characteristics reflected in some way, even in the lives of the saints. Thus, St. Paul can desire to be dissolved and to be with Christ. And St. Teresa of Avila can say to our Lord, either to suffer or to die. We ourselves should be able to say the same if we truly love God. We therefore say with St. Bede the Venerable that the very Mother of God herself was blessed in being for a while the handmaid of the Word of God made flesh, but that she was much more blessed in this, that through her love she keeps him forever. The Assumption should be for us what it was for the Blessed Virgin Mary, a continuation in heaven of a life lived only for the love of God, a royal victory of the Christian militia, as the Giordani tells us. We will have our own assumption into heaven after our life on earth, if we live the grace given us by our Savior. Mary loved more than all men and angels put together. Therefore, she was exalted above all men and angels. We ourselves will be exalted according to the measure that we love God. Mary, assumed into heaven, is the joy and delight of the Blessed Trinity, says St. Gertrude the Great. And she also says that Mary is the most powerful after the Father, has the most wisdom after the Son, and loves most after the Holy Ghost. And just think, her power, wisdom, and love is all because of her role as mediatrix between God and ourselves. If then Mary is so close to the Trinity, it follows that we must seek her help and friendship. If our journey through this world is to end in heaven, there really is no other way to heaven except through this gate of heaven. We cannot afford to risk taking the journey alone. And when you consider that we only have to cultivate her friendship, it would indeed be a most foolish and dangerous risk to take. We must live with Mary every day. For if, as St. Paul says in Ephesians, we are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the domestics of heaven, it is only logical that we be familiar with the mother of this household of God. St. Alphonsus, quoting St. Germanus, tells us that as breathing is not only a sign, but even a cause of life, so the name of Mary, which is constantly found on the lips of God's servants, both proves that they are truly alive and at the same time causes and preserves their life and gives them on every succor. Let us just go ahead and live our life in Mary. Let us live rationalizing to the Jansenist-minded people. Let us leave criticism to the modernists and the Protestants. They are the orphans of the Spirit, whereas we are members of the family of God. Let this feast of the Assumption, therefore, be to us a source of consolation. The struggle for heaven is a long and arduous one, but Mary makes it easier for her clients. Let us not hesitate to seek her help. Let us go with confidence to her help, and let us believe with St. Alphonsus that the servant of Mary shall never perish. And let us be further strengthened by this thought, that if God, in his infinite wisdom, does not hesitate to give us every grace through her, why should we hesitate to seek God's grace through the same means? May Our Lady help us and lead us into heaven, where we shall reign with her Son forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.